songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
That's some other banjo band featuring Ellen Stanley on banjo and vocals. Mother Banjo is a New England raised but a Minneapolis based songwriter called an outstanding poet by Inside Bluegrass magazine. She was a Midwest finalist for the prestigious Mountain Stage New Song Contest and has been featured nationally on Sirius XM Radio and CMT.com. Ain't that something? She's been showcased at South by Southwest and the Folk Alliance International Conference and has been touring behind her latest album, The Devil Hasn't Won, sharing bills with such notables as Lucy Wainwright Roche, Grammy-winning bluegrass legend Jim Lauderdale, and the Gear Daddies' Martin Zeller. Now she is getting ready to release an original album. I think it's already been released. So, Mother Banjo. Here on Minnesota Homebrew, welcome everyone. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm, and this is the show that plays original music by people with a strong Minnesota connection. And we try, a couple times a month to play an outstate artist. That's always fun. And we air every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. here on KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 out of Thief River Falls, and also from noon to 1 p.m. on Saturdays on KKWE out of Callaway, Minnesota. Both of them are AMPR stations. That stands for the Association of Minnesota Professional and educational radio stations. I think that's right. And our station manager, Mark Johnson, is the president of AMPRS. So, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And they're the organization that puts on that Dealey at the State Fair in the Education Building that we broadcast live from for one day at the State Fair. So hopefully I can make it this year and call in some songwriters to sing and entertain everyone. Well, we have double plays tonight. We're not calling them twin spins because it's baseball season, so they're double plays. Here's another tune by Mother Banjo titled No Waiting. Music, Mother Banjo featuring Ellen Stanley on the banjo, which has its roots back in Africa, brought over by the slaves who were brought over by us. Well, I want to remind you of our Songwriters Challenge on the last Thursday of this month. That happens to fall on April 25th, and this month's challenge is a song about the Beatles. Beatles something. About the Beatles, using a Beatles title, or writing a song in a Beatles style. I'm writing a song with a Beatles title, and we've already gotten our first entry for the month. It comes from the gentleman whom we're going to play next, Bruce Caswell, and he's named the song Anthology, and this song has 37 of the Beatles' song titles in the lyrics of his song. As Andy would say, ain't that something? Or no, he'd say, ain't that something? Ain't that something? That's my friend Andy Miller, and I hope he's sitting in his easy chair reading a book, watching TV with the subtitles on it, and listening to Minnesota Homebrew. Here's Bruce Caswell with Sweet Side of Town.
There's never a frown on the sweet side of town, where life is all happy and gay. The grass is all greener, the sidewalks are cleaner, and the hobos are all locked away. An old carousel and the funhouse as well, sitting next to the kiddies' playground. This side of the city, it all looks so pretty, here on the sweet side of town. We all buckle down on the sweet side of town to raise the kids we beget. Our adolescents take antidepressants to keep them from feeling upset. There's nurses and nannies to paddle the fannies of the boys who won't settle down. They're stronger and leaner with a cocky demeanor here on the sweet side of town. We all fool around on the sweet side of town, where families seem richer than sin. Yet we're all in arrears right up to our ears for the houses that we're living in. Mercedes and Beamers for the shysters and schemers, the cars that'll never break down. If the market goes bust, we'll somehow adjust here on the sweet side of town. This side of the city, it all looks so pretty. We're stronger and leaner with a cocky demeanor. If the market goes bust, we'll somehow adjust here on the sweet side of town. Here on the sweet side of town.
That's our friend Bruce Caswell, born in Duluth, spent his teenage years playing in garage bands. Doesn't that sound familiar? During his college days in Northfield, he performed a lot of Saturday evening gigs, either with duos or trios. Since then, he's hunkered down in Wayzata, Minnesota, focusing on family and career. Now retired, one lucky guy, Bruce. He's found pure enjoyment in songwriting and performance. You know, I've decided that first of all, I'm not sure when I'll retire. I'll be 69 this summer. But when I retire, I'm going to treat it like a job. I know that sounds terrible, but I'm going to get up every morning, go on my walk at 5:30, as I do now, and then I'm going to have breakfast. And then at 8 o'clock, I'm going to sit down. And my new job is the first job I really had back, well, in the early 70s, and that's an aspiring songwriter. So I'm going to keep a schedule every day. I think that's a good idea, because what I fear most about retirement is the loss of structure. So 8 to noon, have some lunch, back at it 1 to 3, whatever, got to then go pick up the grandkids from school. But that's the plan. Here's another tune by Bruce Caswell titled So In Love. You're listening to Homebrew.
I thought of you on my way home, and I picked some apple blossoms, a luscious plume of sweet perfume, a scent not long forgotten. It filled my mind with happy times of when we were a-courting. That's why I'm still so in love. I I found a vase inside a place to keep those blossoms blooming. What a bliss, your gentle kiss, our arms all interleaving. My heart at that went pitter-pat, my knees began to weaken. That's why I'm still so in love. Your full and flowing sable hair, the slightly madcap clothes you wear, those candles and the scented soaps, the way you laugh at all my jokes. Your cooking, always so delicious, as are all your hugs and kisses. That's why I'm still so in love. I lay here thinking in the dark, in our bedroom nice and tidy, about how I'm such a lucky guy with you right here beside me. Without a peep, I watch you sleep, so peaceful and so lovely. That's why I'm still so in love. Sable hair, the slightly madcap clothes you wear, those candles and the scented soaps, the way you laugh at all my jokes. You're cooking, always so delicious, as are all your hugs and kisses. That's why I'm still so in love. I lay here thinking in the dark, in our bedroom nice and tidy, about how I'm such a lucky guy with you right here beside me. Without a peep, I watch you sleep, so peaceful and so lovely. That's why I'm still so in love. That's why I'm still so in love.
Hey, I like that. I know our good friend Bob Muscovitz is listening. How did you like those ascending diminished seventh chords on that number there? So in Love by Bruce Caswell. Well, up next, a Sparta, Minnesota songstress named Germaine Gemberling. We've played her on the show before. And Germaine is described as a most lovely songbird from the northern woods of Minnesota. Raised in St. Paul, a student of Suzuki music at 5 years old. Five! I hadn't even started taking accordion lessons by then. She studied piano until the age of 12, and then Germaine started her first band in 1989 at the age of 17. And she also fronted the all-girl punk band Smut. Oh, that's an interesting title. Who signed to Spanish Fly Twin Tone Records in 1992. Now she's a member of a group we play on MHB also, Rich Matson and the North Stars. Here's Germaine Gemberling with Dusty Trail. Jermaine Gemberling, Dusty Trail. Nice song. You know, we try to play a little bit of every style, and I've been doing a lot of soul searching lately here. We got moved to the supper hour, which changes things a little bit. Minnesota Homebrew started out as a singer-songwriter format, and we have occasionally play something by a band. And I'm not saying that bands aren't singer-songwriters, because they're comprised of various types of people, including singer-songwriters. But I got to thinking, you know, we sort of deviated a little bit. And I'd like to sort of, and don't get angry when you hear this, but get back to the singer-songwriter format and play some songs by bands. But really, to me, being a songwriter, the most important thing is the lyrics in the song. So if a song is predominantly percussion, or, you know, to the point where you can't even hear the words, that's not the kind of music we're going to play here on Homebrew. So that's pretty much what I wanted to say. So keep sending those songs in. Inquire at minnesotahomebrew.com or at gmail.com, or you can upload them to our dropbox.com or box.com accounts. Wave format, no CD quality. Preferably, if you don't have any option other than emailing them, then create your songs in high quality or high resolution MP3s, 320 kilobits per second, and email them. We'll be happy to play them as long as they're not naughty. It's that simple. Well, here's Jermaine's second song of the evening, titled Blacker Shade of Blue. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
But on your way down, don't bring
Jermaine Gumberling. As you may recall, we have a friend named John Kimball who lives in Oakley, Minnesota, and he owns TJ's Tavern, where we used to have open mics. I'd really like to talk John back into doing those, but this afternoon on his Facebook page, he said there's a nasty rumor going around that we're closing at 6 o'clock due to the weather. He said, that's not true. We're closing earlier. I was down in McIntosh today, and I looked out the window, and it started snowing about 2:30, I'd say. So I left about 3 o'clock, and there was about a half mile of visibility is all. And I turned north on 59, and by the time I got the plumber, I had driven out of the storm and saying, ha, 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 no snow in Thief River Falls. Well, guess what? It's snowing like crazy here with a strong northeast wind. So we were hoping that we wouldn't get it, but we did. Just want to caution you all to drive carefully out there if you're listening to 90.1 on the radio. Back to John Kimball, Maryland born. He spent the summers on his uncle's farm near Oakley and made the move permanent. He's a writer of fascinating story songs. John accompanies himself on a vintage Gibson acoustic guitar, but he's also a trained jazz pianist and often performs with his wife, Tanya, when they can pull that off from their busy schedule at TJ's Tavern. He's recorded two CDs, 1995's Out in the Cold and 2003's Ben in the Heartland, which I think is just a masterpiece, from which this song comes. It's titled Bullfrogs and Bugs.
Did you ever see a dawn when the sun was really bright? Like a just defeated evil in a championship fight. You got a line out on the water when you show they're gonna bite. It's like bullfrogs and bugs on a warm summer night. I'm talking bullfrogs and bugs. Like a soda pop can, you know you might burst. When you wake up in the morning like a brand new man, and it's been much, 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 much worse. Yeah, well.
when the lonely goes away like a broken string kite. It's like bullfrogs and bugs on a warm summer night. Talking bullfrogs and bugs on a warm summer night.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yes, some news from vinepair.com. Brewing My Religion, 13 American Breweries and Former Churches by Kat Walensky. There's nothing in the Bible that says you can't drink alcohol in a responsible manner. Chris Van Hall, Greater Purpose Community Church pastor, as well as its future brewer, said in August of 2018, the Santa Cruz, California House of Worship plans to open a brewery in summer, this summer. And historically, churches were often among a city or town's soundest structures. Now, out-of-service houses of worship are proving to be ideal spaces for new brewing businesses. Isn't that something? At least 10 former churches were converted to breweries between 2011 and 2017, with several more in the planning. Today, more than a dozen breweries housed in former churches dot the U.S., breathing new life into once defunct spaces. And I looked at the list here. And there's none in Minnesota yet, but it'll come. There's a few in Michigan, a few in Ohio. One's even called St. Joseph Brewery and Public House. Well, there you go. The news just gets stranger and stranger. Well, here's another song by our friend John Kimball. This one's off of his Out in the Cold CD titled Don't Worry, Baby.
So thanks for the lessons, but I don't need more school. I get the impression that I've been played for a fool. So don't worry, baby, as I slip off down the track.
I just shot an email message, a Facebook message off to his wife, Tanya, asking how he's doing on that new CD. Last I saw him, he said he had enough songs for it. It's just a matter of finding the time because he's one busy guy. And we'll report back on that. John's studio is where I recorded a couple songs. One was my Ode to the Rhombus Guys, and one was OJ's on the Lewis, and John does a really nice job putting in all the instrumentation and the percussion, and has many times offered to me to do a CD for me. Oh, I wish I weren't so lazy. Hey, we like to tell you who's performing at Half Brothers Brewing in Grand Forks tomorrow night. Chris Johnson. Now, I don't know who Chris Johnson is, but he's on live at 9 o'clock, and they got a real nice setup there with the stage in the back. Makes some tremendous beer. 9 to 11. Hopefully they'll have the snow cleared and you can stop on 17 North 3rd Street. It's the location is where the Dakota Harvest Bread Store used to be. Can't miss it. They're in downtown Grand Forks. Well, here's up next a gentleman that I met him when I was down at Ginkgo's Coffee House once down in Snelling in St. Paul. He walked in, he started talking. He came in right at the end and was talking to, I'm not sure who it was, Ben Hoganson perhaps. And then I put two and two together and figured out who it was. And he is one heck of a writer, performer, very busy. Taught himself how to play guitar as a young boy on his Silvertone guitar. That was the first one I had from Sears. Actually, his first guitar was one he built, he said, at age 8 after seeing the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. So that must mean he's about early 60s there. After seeing the late Steve Goodman perform in Minneapolis in 1975, our artist decided that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. In his words, many of my songs are about life's experiences because the best songs come from what you know best, he said. He's told those stories on 3 well-received albums, a self-titled one in 03, followed by Starlight Drive-In in 07, and his latest that I know of, Crooked Door, released in 2011. Here's Tim Fast with Can't Make a Diamond on MHB.
I've got a picture in my wallet. It's the only one I have, you and me. Out comes that picture when I'm lonely, and I want to recall my memories. You smell your perfume on my sweater, so many times it faded, it was gone. Couldn't see the trees through the forest when that very special person came along. You can't make a diamond
diamonds only can't be found. I lose my diamond somewhere, now she's gone. But I love her, and that's forever. And forever is a long, long time. Diamonds only can't be found. I lose my diamond somewhere, now she's gone. But I love her, and that's forever. And forever is a long, long time. Things happen for a reason, it's all I've got now. I wonder where you are, I haven't got a clue. So I'll write you in a song, like a message in a bottle, in hopes that someday, somewhere, it'll drift by you. You can't make a diamond, diamonds only can't be found. I lose my diamond somewhere, now she's gone. But I love her, and that's forever. And forever is a long, long time. And I lost my diamond somewhere, now she's gone.
Tim Fast. I recall the conversation in the coffee house that Fast is not his real last name. Something more ethnic, but you know, a lot of artists do that. It makes it easier to remember. I'm in trouble, aren't I, with a name like Unbehaun. Actually, my name should be pronounced Unbehaun. German, and it means rough cut. Rough cut. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Should also mention that there's a coffee shop down in Crookston named Chickadee Coffee Roasters, and they have entertainment every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm not sure if it's an open mic or not. Definitely get down there. There's a $3.50 cover charge. You shouldn't have to worry about that if you're spending $6 on a cup of coffee. Get some good entertainment there on Tuesdays, 7 to 9. Chickadee Coffee Roasters, which is down between Brost Chevrolet and Hugo's in that little stretch on the east side of Highway 2. Yeah, we're getting down there where we only have time for a few more songs. And, of course, we got to play another one by Tim Fast. This one is called When Dreams Are in Command, and we sure appreciate your being with us tonight.
Gonna be an artist, he was gonna be a teacher. Kids came along, dreams went down the drain. Now he hits a liquor, she hits a drive-thru. Always trying to hide it, but they're both killing pain. Get into a boat, sail across the ocean. Get into your car, drive across this lane. Get your wheels turning,
back in motion. It's a big old world. Dreams are in command. Pop goes a Prozac. Pop goes a beer cap. It's another boring night. Nothing on TV. She remembers high school. He remembers football, a homecoming queen, and the MVP. Get into a boat, sail across the ocean. Get into your car, drive across this lane. Get your wheels turning, put a mic in motion. It's a big old world. Dreams are in command. You can pave your own road, ride in those ruts. Either got too lazy or simply don't have the guts. He still cries when he talks about his father, and she still complains what her parents wouldn't do. So if you're looking in the past and you're looking to blame, there's no shame on them. There's only shame on you. Get into a boat, sail across the ocean. Get into your car, drive across this lane. Get your wheels turning, put a mic in motion. It's a big old world. Dreams are in command.
Fast when dreams are in command. I could listen to him all night. Hey, I want to remind you once again about the songwriting challenge. The last Thursday of each month, April 25th, we'll be playing songs that have something to do with the Beatles. You know, either a Sounds Like a Beatles song or has the same title as a Beatles song, or maybe it's about the Beatles. Who knows? You figure it out. You record it. You send it to us at minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com or upload it to our box.com or dropbox.com accounts. And as long as there's no naughty words in there, we'll play it. And the first one of each month who submits gets to choose the theme for the next month. And that privilege goes to Bruce Caswell, who has already submitted a song. It's the first one we have so far. We usually get about three or four, and his is titled Anthology. And I'm writing one, and I'm sure Greg Connor will come up with something, and maybe Colleen Dillon, who knows, and maybe someday even Bob Moskowitz will treat us to one of his musical creations. That would be great. Well, up next, Tandem Tunes by Zoe Says Go, a brand new Minneapolis Americana, I should say, pop rock band. Their debut album, Space Between the Notes, was released last September, and we're going to do a couple songs off of that. Zoe Says Go is comprised of Dave Dvorak, Matthew Roderick, Steve Applehans, Kristen Roderick Wilson, Charlie Mack Lupke, and Don Strong. So the first selection off of that fine CD is titled Slay All the Monsters. You're listening to Homebrew.
You can't get your break, no matter how hard to try. It seems like your inbox is always full, while circling vultures just wanna see you fail. And your neighbors are spinning their gossip just like wool. The wolves push you down, it's dragged you around, it's filled your heart up with dread. But your troubles won't last, this too will pass, there's better days waiting ahead. Darling, don't fear, 'cause you know I'll be there to quiet the storm in your head. I'll slay all the monsters that are hiding beneath your bed. Dog-eared pages of the books you've read, all of those chapters of hope yesterday. You search for a reason to hope for tomorrow, but that fortune teller, well, she didn't have nothing to say. Give me your hand and I will pull you up. I'll give all of your troubles reason to depart. I'll silence those noises that won't let you sleep. Give a listen to the song that's playing in your heart. Troubles won't last, this too will pass, there's better days waiting ahead. So darling, don't fear, 'cause you know I'll be there to quiet the storm in your head. I'll slay all the monsters that are hiding beneath your bed. I'll slay all the monsters. Slay all the monsters. I'll slay all the monsters that are hiding beneath your bed.
Isn't that a nice sound? I really like what Dave does there with his fellow band members. Zoe says go. And we got another song by them coming up, but before we play that, which is our last song of the evening, we want to thank you for spending some time with us. Join us again next week on Minnesota Homebrew. And if you're driving down Highway 59 on Saturday around noon, tune into KKWE. Now that I should actually have the call letters for, or the call numbers for you. Let me just go to my magical information portal here and put in KKWE. Now, I don't know why it isn't working here. KKWE. Let's see what their numbers on the radio dial are. FM in Callaway. And don't forget, folks, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity, never drink and drive, but do enjoy a good beer when you can. Here's Zoe Says Go with Sense of Wonder. We'll see you again next week on Minnesota Homebrew.
Down. Same routine most every day. Your life, it feels like one big cliche. you feel your inspiration disappear. But your life is bigger than it seems. This ain't no time to give up on your dreams. Just take a look around, 'cause the universe is writing you a letter. Against, you're gonna get better. So many stars in the summer night, and the rustling of the trees that you've been missing. The breeze is blowing like the breath of God, and it whispers in your ear. If you listen, if you listen. Separate your money from you. Let their billboards block the sky. Do you ever stop to wonder why? Pressure to conform, it's got your name. It tries to pull you under. Of wonder. So many stars in the summer night, and the rustling of the trees that you've been missing. The breeze is blowing like the breath of God, and it whispers in your ear. If you listen, come on, listen. Check out the way that bluebird sings. See the flutter of a butterfly's wings. Watch the sun setting in the west. See a mother draw her baby to her breast. Watch the bolts of lightning pierce the sky. Listen to